All for McDonald's. Try the. Am I on?
Don't think I'm on. There I are. There we go. Try the Aussie Angus Burger at Macca's today.
Sleeping in.
Welcome back to Off the Bench. Sam Hargraves in for Hutchie and Pickers here, of course, for Tyre Power. Selected Kumho tyres. Buy three, get one free. Pickers, I know that the floor is supposed to be yours for Off the Record, but can I just read you a tweet that Nick Kyrgios has sent out into the Twitter sphere?
Of course you can.
Just letting you know, after yesterday's chop fest in doubles, my opponent's coach and trainer proceeded to threaten to fight in the players' gym. Yawn emoji, chili face emoji. Tennis is a soft, soft sport. At Thanasi Kokkinakis, all because I moved and hit them with a tennis ball. Two laughing emojis.
Very funny.
So there was almost
fight.
A fracas.
Fight! Fight! You can imagine if you fight like out of Bridget Jones's Diary. With you, Grant, and Colin, whatever his name is.
Colin.
Fight!
Not really a heavyweight battle, I wouldn't have thought.
So, but anyway, no, that is funny. He's tweeted that to the world, so
they weren't because they were the Croatian pair weren't happy with the behaviour, and they thought that Kyrgios and Kokkinakis were inciting the crowd.
Oh, they were a bit.
Yeah, of course they were.
That's pretty good, though. Oh, very good.
Without any further ado, of course, let's get stuck into this.
Off the Record.
Google search what David Erner warns.
And here's one bloke that's getting no attention whatsoever. Daily Vale. Dale Bailey.
First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop. Fellow Aussie Thanasi. Thanasi Kokkinakis.
Before we move off this frivol conversation.
Frivol? Welcome to you, Mick.
Yeah, g'day, Russell. How you going, mate?
Good.
He's no certainty to face Richmond. We really want him to play. We want the Duddy and Busty show.
So, boys, this is not the time for false humidity.
We've got plenty more to come. We're going to wrap up after this.
Off the Record for Choices Flooring. Choices Flooring's room view makes choosing flooring easy. Visit choicesflooring.com.au to find out more.
Choices Flooring room view makes choosing flooring easy. Visit choicesflooring.com.au to find out more. There is a stacked card for you, Pick, so we'll just get out of your way and let you go through it.
Yeah, all good. Thank you, Sam. Let's start off with this, Sammy. And this is Sammy Holland and horse trainer Leon Wells to kick us off with some of our favourite sort of stuff. Have a listen.
Team with his sons, Dean and Trent. Leon, welcome to Taz Racing Talk.
Good, thanks, Sammy.
Now, how's old Trent going?
Welcome. Good, thanks. He didn't ask how you were, Leon. He said welcome. Very good. Now, this is a battle of the brains on SEN track. This is Donna's correcting Brownie, but I think they were both wrong.
He'd been in the Equatorial Guinea ambassador, what do you call it? You know, the
no, wasn't it Ecuador?
Embassy?
Ecuador.
Nah.
Are you sure it was Equatorial Guinea? Because Equatorial Guinea is very small, and I'm not sure they have many ambassadors right around the world, Brownie.
Yeah, maybe Equatorial Guinea's where Eric the Eel swam.
That's exactly right, Brownie. I'm fairly certain. I'm 98% certain it was Ecuador that was the base he was in London.
Yeah, not ambassadors. Embassies is what you're looking for there, Donners. But anyway, that's another story. Now, Nick Kyrgios, mate, every radio and TV producer across the country pack themselves, of course. Post-match interview, BP, always the pro, though.
My girlfriend was there, and, you know, I was lucky enough to just, you know, have a tennis court, just hit some serves. Obviously, I served well today, so...
apologies there. But, didn't expect that to come through.
No, it came through all right. Don't worry about that.
It's loud and clear.
Certainly did. BP himself, he is the main man at when Australian Open time, Brett Phillips, he is the man, right? He was waiting to get back into the spotlight, and you just wanted to just remind him he was still there. Have a listen.
We reckon it was 18-5 Australia in the last quarter.
The English coaches went quiet, that's for sure. They sat there quite dejectedly.
Biggest win since 2016. That in the background was Brett Phillips just getting ready for it and warmed up.
In other words, I'm here.
Excuse me, Patton Heels.
You two stop crapping on.
If you don't mind.
I'm here.
Right, he's at the counter at a cafe.
Bensley's also entering Nick Kyrgios territories here, trying to get this one out.
Most racing jurisdictions in Australia.
A worrying trend. The news readers. Now this was fascinating. This actual, just have a listen to it. See if you can pick up the subtle mistake made at the end.
Mixed results for the Aussies at the Oz Open. Alexander Vukic upset Lloyd Harris in four sets, while James Duckworth has crashed out in a six-setter to Adrian Mannarino.
A six-setter?
It's a big game.
Yeah, it's a lot. I've never heard of a six-setter. But anyway,
I just decided to play extra time.
Now, our man Tony Tardio, the old TT himself, the old geography, not his strong suit. I think he's taking lessons from Brownie. I'm not very good at geography either, but I damn well know where Aries Inlet is, and it ain't here.
A primary school age boy is in a critical condition after an incident with an animal southeast of Melbourne. Emergency services found the boy with serious upper body injuries at Aries Inlet just before midday.
Southeast of Melbourne, Aries Inlet.
Doesn't sound right to me.
That's an emoji confused face.
Yeah, I'm actually
southeast of Melbourne.
I've actually got my hand up to my chin.
Right, I like the other one. He's his other mate, Dennis O'Kane, who hasn't been keeping up with the Kardashians, clearly, because he's talking about one of your favourite rappers here.
American rapper Kanye West is under police investigation over a late night incident.
Kanye. All right.
He goes by Ye now, I think.
You know the beauty of our news crew is that we're always a step ahead. Or in this case, 3 years ahead.
Well, veteran Sam Stosur has had her first singles win at Melbourne Park since 2025.
Wow.
2025.
Jeez, get in the DeLorean.
How could he even possibly think? I mean, what was it, 2015?
Well, clearly what's happened is that they went forward, they found the almanac, they brought it back. Biff Tannen's the richest bloke in the world. And Michael J. Fox kissed his mum. So that's
weird.
That's weird areas.
It's just pretty weird. But at least when you're doing these updates, they're staying, well, they're unharmed at least. This would happen to a reporter in the States.
Unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's the first 40 on TV, Jory.
Whoa, we're all good.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good.
There you go. So that's a bit difficult when you're trying to do a cross. You got bowled right over, too. She's got knocked back a long way.
Happened to her twice.
Yeah, yeah, it's
fool me once.
Yeah, shame on you. You can't fool me again.
Can't fool me again.
Throwback time, Zipper. Switch on.
Off the record throwback time.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
Okay, which throwback time, when you're coming off the back of that, we go to the man that we always think of when we hear this.
You look at Phil Mickelson. Oh, I've just crashed, KB. I've just crashed the car.
Oh, jingos.
And then this one.
Doing great, James. What's on your mind, bro?
Not bad. Someone just hit my car. Yeah, they're driving off. It's okay.
What?
I don't know what.
Anyway.
I'll write it down. I'm going to get a license plate.
I'll get a lawyer for you. Read the license plate over the radio.
No.
They swerved into my lane. Anyway, I was talking about Ben Simmons.
Really committed to
it.
He just played on. Yeah, no problems at all. Just, someone hit my car and drove off, but that's okay. I want to talk about Ben Simmons. So
very committed to the call.
Yes, it is. It is indeed.
By the way, Chuck Berry had one about a particular Australian male tennis player who might have been playing in a doubles match with Nick Kyrgios last night.
We couldn't play that one.
That's off the record, up late. That's exactly right.
That's the midnight
version. They'll be hot dogs to come and host
that hot dogs. Chuckles, I did get that. It was sent to me by a few people, actually.
Try the Aussie Angus Burger at Macca's today. And for Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. JJ is going to join us next from Sportsbet.
Yeah, but we don't go to the break without a little tune or two. And I'm just wondering what old Uncle Zip. Now, what's he packed today? He certainly had that sleep in. He'd been ticked off.
He was told he was allowed to.
Yeah, had it ticked off. But and wasn't ticked off in here. Anyway, what do you got for us?
Love me like you do, Lolo, love me like you do.
That's nice.
Touch me like you do.
Okay.
Touch me like you do.
All right.
What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
off the bench for McDonald's. Juicy Angus beef and the lot. Dine in and try the Aussie Angus at Macca's today. And Tyre Power. Tyre Power big holiday sale on now with 25% off selected Kumho passenger and SUV tyres.